In the name of the one who blesses us in our doubt, amen. Please be seated. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Blessed are those, a pronouncement of divine favor from the lips of Jesus. Blessed be, favored, fortunate. A pronouncement of divine favor echoed throughout the Gospels. A cry heard only weeks earlier by the crowds waving palm branches and shouting their hosannas as Jesus entered Jerusalem. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed. The bestowing of divine favor that Jesus spoke of as he preached to the crowds in what came to be known as the Beatitudes, when Jesus pronounced blessing on the poor, the bereft, the hungry, the meek, the peacemakers, the merciful, and the persecuted. Blessed. The pronouncement of God's favor upon Jesus' mother Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed the bestowing of God's favor and grace, blessing which seems to be upon those who somehow deserve it, who are faithful despite their circumstances, against all odds, in the face of great trial and difficulty. Blessing upon the Son of God, the sacrificial lamb willingly headed to his execution. Blessing upon those who believe despite their questions or lack of proof. God's favor and grace is reserved for those who trust in God's provision, regardless of circumstance or consequence. And then we have Thomas. Thomas, for whom seeing is believing. Thomas the skeptic. Thomas the doubter. Thomas the uncertain. Thomas who wants empirical proof. Thomas who I think we all can relate to. The undercurrent with Thomas is always this, like, Thomas, shame on him. We hear Jesus say, "O ye of little faith," a cry uttered to his disciples on many occasions throughout their 3 years together, lamenting their weakness of faith despite Jesus' acts of miraculous power. And yet we are remiss if we do not realize that Thomas is also given God's favor. Thomas, who will not believe in the risen Jesus unless he sees it for himself, is not left doubting. Jesus' response to Thomas is, "Seeing is believing, then hear, come see for yourself, so that you may believe." He does not abandon Thomas in his disbelief. On the contrary, Jesus gives Thomas what he needs in order to believe. In fact, when Jesus says, "Do not doubt, but believe," the literal translation from Greek is not "do not doubt," but it's "do not be unbelieving." Jesus wants Thomas to believe in him, and Jesus wants us to believe in him. So if seeing is believing, if proof is what you need, then Thomas's need for proof tells us that God does not begrudge our questions. It is indeed a blessing to be able to believe without seeing, to take someone else's word for it. Maybe the testimony of others is enough to convince you. But if it's not, if you're like me and like Thomas, and you need to see for yourself, what the story of Thomas tells us is that Jesus does not abandon us in our disbelief. Thomas's doubt has been so vilified in the Christian tradition that it has erroneously defined faith as blind acceptance. That could not be farther from the truth. In fact, the opposite of faith is not doubt, it's certitude. Doubt itself is an act of faith. It is the desire to believe, but to believe in something real, something credible, something trustworthy. Thomas's doubt at its core is a desire to believe in the reality of the risen Christ. And let us not forget that the gospel account does not say that Thomas verifies for himself what he says he's seeking, We're not told that he responds to Jesus' invitation to touch his hands and his side. He does not test to see whether this is an apparition or a tangible flesh before his eyes. There is simply the appearance of Jesus, and it is the seeing, not the touching, that is the believing. Now, Thomas was a little luckier than we are. He actually got to see and touch the resurrected Jesus. Perhaps that made the believing a bit easier for him. We don't have the resurrected Christ in front of us. But that does not mean that we are unable to behold Christ's body. We may not have a sensory experience of the risen Christ, but we can have a sensory experience of the body of Christ. We call ourselves the body of Christ because we already know that the body of Christ is more than the resurrected body of Jesus. It is all of us. We can look around this church and see Christ alive and at work. And in seeing that, we too can believe in his resurrection. And we would also do well to remember that seeing was believing for the other disciples too. The part of this story that doesn't get told is that the same thing that happened for Thomas happened to the other 11. Thomas's doubt, as like a moral lesson for all of us, too often overshadows the fact that his fellow disciples' belief in the risen Christ also followed their seeing his wounded hands and side. If you don't believe me, read it again. It's right there in your bulletin. Jesus appeared and said, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and side. Then the disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord. The pattern was no different for Thomas. God's favor and grace is not reserved for those who blindly accept the good news of Jesus Christ. It is for all who seek him. The Beatitudes, the blessed are those, include the Thomases of the world who have their own Beatitudes, their own blessings, their own godly favor and grace. Blessed are those who doubt. To doubt, to be unsure, to ask questions, to want to know more, is to seek truth in its purest form. Blessed are those who doubt, for it is those who doubt who truly seek to believe. Blessed are those who are slow to trust. Those who reserve trust for when it is earned are those whose trust is deep and abiding. Blessed are the mistrusting, for to them belong lasting relationships. Blessed are the skeptics who do not blindly believe, for it is only with open eyes that one can see God at work in the world. Blessed are the uncertain, for in uncertainty lies seeds of faith, even seeds as small as a mustard seed. Blessed are the uncertain, for faith is the opposite of certitude. Blessed are you when questions arise in your heart, when doubt clouds your path, when uncertainty rears its ugly head. Blessed are you on this journey of faith, for Jesus seeks you even now and invites you to behold his wounds, his humanity, his constant return in our midst. Open your eyes and seek the Lord. You are blessed. Amen.